as I say, then right off the bat, you know, a problem. It's only one, and then you still gotta let it go for a little bit of time, you see. Because it doesn't make any sense. The only thing I would think of, again, with the memory channel, you program in the individual offset for each channel. $600, like it, I could change any repeater to, like, set a plus 600, I change it to plus 605, you know, whatever. And I could lock that into that memory. That'd be the only, you know, other thing I could think of. You have to look on the, you're in that memory channel. It's at the Kenwood. It should operate the same as this Kenwood here. This is a D710. When you go to the menu and look at the offset, it should show you, level one is off for that channel, memory channel. But again, that's the only thing I would think of. But again, you know, the input fine. I mean, I said wait and see if it happens again. It happens a number of times. But also, when your friend checked it out, did he check only his repeater, or did he, check if you were off on the other 2 meter frequencies?
Well, that's the funny thing. Everybody hears me on the input crystal clear. And when I go a little off frequency, in other words, I put the error correction in with the incremental tuning, they tell me, or tonight they told me, because I did it tonight, they told me, well, your audio is not the way it should be. Now, I just want everything on this radio to be perfect. So that's, you know, thing, my bugaboo. That's why I get a little bent out of shape. But I am going to, as soon as I figure out how to back up my computer, I will then back up the radio and I will do a full reset. It might just be a little software glitch, and a full reset will take care of it. So I'll do the reset at some point, punch it in, save it. And if they say no problem, you're all clear, I'll reload them. And if I have the same issue once again, I'll do a reset and I'll take the frequency out of the, you know, on the computer, I'll take it out and then reload, and then I'll punch it in again. And theoretically, if it's a software glitch, that'll solve it, you think?
No, that's always an option. Before you start sending it in, yeah, you do, first of all, before you even do that reset, we just re-enter this memory. I'll delete it, then re-enter it in, you know, going through the video file and check your shift, make sure it's, you know, 600, not 605 or something like that. Re-enter that way too. Don't let them do the full reset. Back it up, the memory's like in a file. If something was programmed wrong, when you reload, it's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, I have to back them up anyway. I got too many memories taken up, and, you know, I don't know, about 6 or 7 weeks ago, I sat here and looked at this one and programmed them into the other radio. I did just the VHF, and the next day I did the UHF, and I actually fell asleep doing it. And after I did all that, I went ahead and programmed it into yet another radio. Because remember, I was laying here, I couldn't walk, I couldn't do anything. I figured, fine, I'll manually program the radio. And I do want to back them up, you know.
No, I got software for most of my stuff. Keep, you know, a file on a computer, on the laptop. Just do that in the car. Even if I don't have a lot of memories, but it's so much easier. When you don't have the correction in, make sure you use the XIT. Not the correction in. When you key up, what is the display showing you? Showing 146.355 or 356 or what have you.
Yeah, well, right now, I'm at 355, and I added, 400 hertz to it. So the theory is I'm maybe about 20 hertz up now. Just, you know, for the heck of it. So, you know, I'm supposed to be spot on now, but I'm a little weary, you know. Now the question is, do I sound the same here as I sound on the repeater on the UHF side, or the UHF side I sound better?
Wait, was it the UHF on this repeater, or the FJ repeater?
Yeah, when you heard me on the Staten Island repeaters, did I sound better there than I do here?
I go back over there and see, I really wasn't getting you that much on the input. So if you want to go back over there, 147-315, we can check it out.
No, I want to do something first. Okay, does this sound any better?
A little louder, check the input, but, still sounds good.
Okay, is this louder a lot better, or should I not put it up this time?
I keep it there. It's on the input too. Yeah, it's nice, a little bit loud on the input. It's pretty good. I would keep it there. I mean, that sounds good.
Okay, I'm all for having punch and all, but I don't want to be overly loud either. You know, I don't want to blast somebody's ears out, let me put it that way.
Well, if you don't talk loud, it's sometimes better to keep it up, because I think if you're going to lay back and start to relax, you talk softer. I mean, I know you don't want to loud to hear a mouse fart in the other room, but, good to keep it up there if you don't have a lot of background noise.
It depends. I mean, when I open the windows, people hear stuff from outside. So, you know, but my voice transmits well, so I don't have to. I don't have to really raise the mic game. If you're curious, I'll put it down. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't want me to.
I can hear you either way, but, you know. What are you using, the MC-60?
Oh, gosh, no, I use a hand mic. Okay. And, what did you think of?
Yeah, I put it back up. I mean, I could hear you, but, you know, it doesn't sound like, at the other end of the Progresso can, you know?
Okay, so you're telling me you like this setting. You think this is okay?
Yeah, well, it's good. Like you say, as long as, like you say, start picking up background noise, like, if you were Bensonhurst, it might be a problem, but, as long as you don't fall out of the repeater, go out of the bandpass of the repeater, I think it's all right.
So, wait a minute, you're picking up background noise now? Over.
No, I'm saying, I wouldn't worry about that, I mean, actually, you got the windows open. And again, depends on what goes on outside. Said if you were living in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, then I might be concerned about what goes out over the air from the background noise.
Oh, gosh, no, I don't live in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. You know where I am, right?
Yeah, I know. Where the buildings blow up all the time.
KD2CBV with N3, I'm trying to memorize, N3, I did write it down, of course I can't see, but that's a whole nother story, KD2CBV with N3ZW, there we go, I'll get him, don't worry, give me time. Well, I appreciate the help, I mean, if I could just say, run out by another 2,000, I wouldn't get this bent out of shape about it, you know what I mean?
they still make the 2000. It's one thing I like about Kenwood. They make their radios for a good number of years, you know. My congregation, not so much. That was a repair place down in Virginia Beach. It's decent down there. I've had stuff repaired down there. The thing is, you gotta kind of write a little note as to what's wrong. You know, you don't want to waste shipping it down there. You can't really find anything. That's why I wait till if it happens again, if it gets worse, before you send it in.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna make any rash decisions. I'm trying to figure out now if I might have to send it in. And the theory is, if it looks like there's a chance I have to send it, I gotta start putting some money away. I don't know, what is it, 30, 50 bucks to ship? Plus I have to get boxes and packing material. And then, what are they going to charge me, $150, $250 to get it, you know, totally realigned or whatever else it might be? I don't know. So, that means I got to put, you know, some money away to do it. Like I said, the reset will be the first step, and if that clears it up entirely, okay. So, but, you know how it is, you get a little annoyed. What radios do you prefer, by the way?
Well, kind of used to be a Yaesu guy for most part, but, I'm not really partial to any of them. I'm getting a little more partial to the Kenwoods, because I got this one here, 710 Shag. I got the V71A in the car. Basically the same radio, just different control heads. But, each one has, each manufacturer has its own good points. One in the car, the V71, to toggle it from alphanumeric to frequency display by just hitting the tuning knob. And the one here has displays both on the screen. The Yaesu doesn't do that, you know. You have to change each one individually. And, you know, Icom doesn't put reverse buttons on their radio, you know, things like that. But Yaesu offers four levels of power, which Kenwood doesn't. You know, the radio's 5, 10, and 50 watts, you know. It's like, how about 5, 25, 50 or something, you know, or 10, 25, you know. So you don't have I don't necessarily have any favorite. I got the Icom 7000 in the car, plus the B71A camera. Had the 706 before that, so, you know. I like them all for various reasons.
So you're partial to Yaesu's, but you have the 7000 in the car? I don't get that. And also, what do you think of the 7000, and do you have a cooling fan on it?
Well, no. I used to be kind of partial to Yaesu. That's why I bought the 8800. But then I started, you know, just, I didn't like the microphones. I was getting fed up with them over the years, though. Not just the 6-pin module, but the trying to hook up any other microphone to it. You know, you got to put a resistor in line with it to key it up. And 8800 was having problems with the up-down button. Hit up button and it would like change the power level sometimes, so you know, get a false resistance in there. I'd say pretty much I probably look more at the Kenwood now. Yeah, the 7000, the Icom, well, I was using that for everything until I put the V71A in there. Now basically I've been using it for 11 years. Because I really don't have a screwdriver and a tenor or anything on the car. But so what a 7000, all right. It's a nicer display than the 706. Although it's designed differently, the conversion is different, I think. And this is one of the things about it. It's not really a VHF, UHF radio. That's like an answer to it. But I like it. I mean, unfortunately they're not making it anymore, so this one went. You know, I had no choice to get something else. But, again, actually, everything has its own good points. You know, the 7000, First of all, because it mounted in the exact same spot at the 706, so it couldn't be that. And the cooling fan, just the one that came with it, because I didn't mount it back in the spot where I had the 706 mounted. I had that in the compartment in the rear of the truck, and I hadn't put it all back together yet from when I changed it. And I know it's a heat problem, but there was also, the 706 also ran hot too. Other than that, I'm satisfied with it. If this one, if it went, and I could get another one that was NOS, you know, I would, but unfortunately, they're not making them brand new anymore.
Is you're telling me that the 7000, you can buy the refurbished ones from ICOM or from dealers?
That I don't know. I mean, I got mine on eBay. It was only a month old. I paid a little bit less for it than new, but it had the Mons cap mod in it already. It's done at the factory, so I didn't have to do that myself. I did the 706, trying to find a, you know, a diode the size of a sperm cell, you know. So, but I guess somebody might be selling refurbs. I don't know, you know. Like anything else, you know, eventually, like the 706, ICOM don't support anymore. They don't fix them. 7,000, maybe they still do, but in a matter of time, they won't. Won't be able to get the boards for it or any other parts. And, you know, you have no choice but to get the later model. But as far as anybody selling, you can get refurbished ones when they're still selling new ones. But once you get the old ones, you know, because refurbished is factory refurbished. And if the factory's not making them new anymore, they're probably not going to make the refurbished ones either.
KD2CBV, WIPN3CW. Because I was looking for a backup unit for, you know, the 2000. Found it on eBay, won it, great, he shipped it, and the post office lost it. Got my money back, but that really bothered me, to say the least. But I can actually see it. My problem with Yaesu's, all of them. I don't care if it's a mobile. I don't care if it's a handy. I can't read the flipping display. It's harder than heck because it doesn't have enough contrast. The writing is not a solid black. It's more like a gray, and it's very difficult for me to read. 706 I can read. But the 7000 has a nice, easy-to-read display. It doesn't, per se, have a heat problem. What a lot of people don't understand is, yes, you have a heat sink on the back, but the body of the radio itself is a heat sink. And that's something people don't understand at all. You need airflow around that body.
Yeah, I know. That's compartment I got it in, I always have the option of leaving the cover of the compartment off. But as I say, it's, right now it's just laying on the cargo floor in the cargo area of the truck, so I haven't had any problem with it yet. And I don't transit on it a lot. It really hasn't been a factor yet. But one thing good, that, you know, the 7000 includes the temperature gauge with it. So it lets you know when you're about to, like, you know, gonna need to, like, throw it away, you know. But yeah, it is a nice display. I really like that. Unfortunately, the replacement model for that 7100 mono, like a monochrome display almost, and it's got a weird shaped console. You can't mount that. It's supposed to be a mobile radio, but I don't see how you mount the controller in the car. It's like a little tiny desktop console, touch screen, things like that. And that's what I'd have to replace it with if something went, you know. The other choice would be like an 857. An 857, I don't like the, it's got the buttons around the tuning knob. And we really can't see from the driver's seat what it is. But alright, look, I gotta pull the plug. It's like, already now, like I said, it'll wreck it every night here.
Okay, and I miss you guys, so I'm curious, when he said Monday through Friday, that doesn't mean like Sunday 11 p.m., Sunday midnight, now it's Monday. He doesn't mean Monday at 1 a.m. He means you go all the way through Monday, and then Tuesday night at like 1 a.m. you guys are on the air, right?
Well, his schedule is Monday night, like 10 o'clock, which would actually, well, he doesn't understand. I mean, in my job, came in 10 o'clock on a Monday night, you would actually consider Tuesday, you know. So, but when he says Monday to Friday, that's Monday night, 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock Saturday morning. He happens to work a shift over the weekend. Get a little fed up with that. Filling with the other guys, so. And I may be on and off over the weekend. See, I take that opportunity to take the day off from, I need a break from Bob, you know. That's kind of how it works.
Okay, because, you know, I kind of figured the two of you were, like, at work or something like that. But I figure if you're at work, then I should be able to find you. But then again, I can't stand, calling out for people on, say, a Saturday, you know, which would be useless. So it's nice to have a generalized idea of when to shout you guys. You know, I mean, heck, brace yourself. Trey Bore has me so brainwashed, I'm always scared that you drove off the bridge or something.
Well, I tried, but they're making the walls higher and higher, you know. And even on the Route 35 bridge here, they're having another problem with suicides, and they put a higher fence on it. Although I'm looking at them saying, you know, it's really not going to stop anybody, you know. It was a curved fence, you know, that curved, like, inward, you know, might help with he sometimes goes on and on with his transmission sometimes. Like, I always have to tell him, Bob, one question per transmission. Because he'll ask me something, and go on, and throughout the transmission, I'll ask you about 10 more questions. And usually, he does that to me, too. I'll get done talking and saying something, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at the tree branch there or something, you know. We're on. I mean, it doesn't hurt to just call out, I mean, you know. Yeah, on the weekends, I kind of try to stay off the radio a little bit, maybe just sandbag. But, you never know. It doesn't hurt to shout. Usually, I don't jump in, though, there's too many people, because I don't like the, I make no secret of this. Usually, the first time somebody says, okay, Bob, you get it next, and Ed gets it after that, and then Todd gets it, and then Joe gets it, you know, like, then I'm usually out of there.
Well, I hear you in that it doesn't have to be set up in a rock-hard order, although sometimes that helps. But sometimes it's nice when someone says over to Ed, so at least everybody know who it goes to, you know? So it can say go to Ed, and you pass it to Bob, and then Bob passes it to you, and you pass it to Bob, and then Bob passes it to you, and then you pass it to me, you know, like that. You know, that's fine by me. But, you know, I don't like keying up on somebody reverse vice and it wastes time, so that's why I kind of like it when someone says who it goes to, unless it's patently obvious, you know. I got a problem, and he says, oh, really, what's your problem? Now I know he's talking to me, so, you know, but you get the idea.
And 3ZW. This time, like, no, if somebody says, pick it up or something, that typically turns it over to you, but it's just that too many people come in with the, oh, I don't know what the rotation is here, but, so-and-so getting an accident. Like, look, if, I don't care if there's 10 people on the air, I mean, it's the net, that's one thing. But, 10 people on the air, if two people got something to say going back and forth about a particular topic, Then let them go back and forth, even for 5 or 10 minutes, you know. And then somebody else take over or something, you know. Otherwise, you know, you never, what they used to call when a kid, a witch's brew or something, you know, one person whisper in your ear or something, and then 20 people later, yes, the person at the end to repeat it. It's like it has nothing to do with what the first person said. You want to talk about a certain topic, and you're waiting to talk, and then now the subject changed like 3 or 4 times. Anyway, let me get out of here for 6:30. All right, I'll talk to you. And if you're on tomorrow, like I say, we migrate from here depending on the conditions for the repeater. Somebody shut one down on us tonight, so, you know. So whatever, you know. Scan around, you find us, you know. If not, we just took a day off. So. I mean, I'm off every damn time. So. Let me get out of here, get some sleep, try to get some sleep. N3ZW. 7:30.
Yeah, okay, the guy who says you broke the round table, that would be Katie Tucci, God. Well, the only thing I know you're on is 550. One day you'll clue me as to, like, 3 or 4 of your more common repeaters. But, I hope it's not as long this time. 140-60, and thanks for your help. Really appreciate it.
Alright, talk to you later today. Well, second night tomorrow. Alright, talk to you later.
And you're right about that fence. It won't stop anybody, so be careful on that bridge. Go ahead, get some sleep. KD2CBV.